With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal judge temporarily blocks a Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans that could total trillions of dollars. Idaho Senator Jim Risch says it's not unusual for a new administration to review federal funding.
This is a work in progress. Everybody take a deep breath, stay calm. Every one of these programs is going to be looked at. He didn't say, well, we're going to do a two-year study, blah, blah, blah. He said, 90 days, we're going to look at it, and it's working.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump administration's offering buyouts to federal workers who don't want to return to the office. The deferred resignation would include a severance package of about 8 months' pay and benefits. The administration says it expects 5 to 10% of the federal workforce to quit. A senior administration official says that could lead to roughly $1 billion in savings. The resignation period opened today. It runs through February 6th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says President Donald Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February 4th.
The visit comes as the United States is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused the 15-month war in Gaza. The meeting would be a chance for Netanyahu to remind the world of the long support he's received from Trump over the years. Netanyahu likely to encourage Trump not to hold up weapons deliveries the way the Biden administration did.
Correspondent John Scott. Death toll from the wildfires around Los Angeles is now at 29. Another death was reported by the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office Monday, the result of the Palisades fire. That fire erupted on January 7th and destroyed more than 23,000 acres and thousands of structures. The fire is now 95% contained. And Wall Street closing with stocks higher. NASDAQ rebounded today. This is SRN News. President Trump reinstates two pro-life rules.
The Hyde Amendment limits taxpayer funding of abortions in this country, and the Mexico City policy denies U.S. money to any foreign entity that performs or promotes abortions. President Biden rescinded both of those rules after he came to the White House as part of a larger strategy to promote abortion. In fact, Mr. Trump had to revive the amendment and the policy when he first took office back in 2017 after his predecessor, Barack Obama, had killed them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This week's commemorations to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp were also a reminder of how few Holocaust survivors are still alive to tell their stories. Somber awareness that there will be far fewer in the future, even as new wars and horrors make their stories as relevant as ever. As living memory fades, the mission of remembering falls to the next generations and also key institutions. This is SRN News. Democrat Senator Gary Peters will not run for re-election next year and will retire after more than 10 years in the Senate, saying he's ready for a new chapter.
Peters announced his plans in an interview with the Detroit News, noting that he plans to devote his post-Senate career to spending time with his family and his new grandchild who lives on the West Coast. Peters' decision to forego re-election sets battleground state Michigan up for another fight. In the 2024 election, former Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow did not seek another term, leaving the seat a toss-up that eventually went to Democrat Senator Elisa Slotkin. Peters is one of three Democratic senators up for re-election in the 2026 midterms that the National Republican Senatorial Committee was planning to target. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Google says it will change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America in Google Maps. The company said it's just waiting on the info to be updated in the U.S. geographic name system after President Trump changed the name last week. More details at srnnews.com.